Hello and welcome to episode 30 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcasts.
Hi, it's Phyllis Michaelitis, and I am delighted to share with you that we've reached a milestone. This is our 30th podcast. We want to share our experience and expertise, and we want to earn your trust as a resource. So I thought it was a fitting topic to talk about building trust in this podcast. I've been researching to determine what are the essential skills and attributes of sellers who work with today's buyer 2.0. These buyers are bombarded with over 3,000 marketing messages in various mediums every day. Much of the information in those messages is conflicting and contradictory. So it's a challenge to sort out the facts from the hype. Therefore, trust is a highly valued attribute. In fact, Brian Tracy says it now represents over 40% of the selling process model. Look at it for a moment from the buyer's perspective. For him or her, making a buying decision is similar to being a contestant on the TV show, The Amazing Race. The contestant in the show must gather the courage to move forward in some scary activity, such as walking a rope footbridge. Each step toward the other side is made with great caution and often great fear. The contestant must trust their partner, the situation, and the show's producers with their success and their safety. With the guidance and coaching of their partner, along with envisioning the joy of reaching the other side, the contestant finds the courage to make the perilous walk. Likewise, the buyer approaches a purchase with similar trepidation. And the successful salesperson knows how to build trust and guide the prospect to envisioning success. Buyers are more knowledgeable today, but they still need to define precisely what they need and understand how it will integrate into their business. I remember my customer Bob in a major manufacturing company. He said, "I have to be sure this solution will work. I have two boys to put through college soon, and I can't afford to risk my job on anything that might not work." So, like it felt to Bob, the buying process feels unpleasant and stressful for your buyer. The higher the risk associated with the decision, the more critical it becomes for the buyer to make a purchase from someone he trusts. To get beyond the prospect's defenses, the best salesperson has a path in mind for the prospect that begins with strategic pre-call planning. She acts as a guide on this path. She is agile and is prepared to make shifts based on additional information provided by the prospect while still getting him to a successful conclusion. A well-planned guidance strategy builds trust, and it leads the prospect to selling himself on the idea and then mentally justifying the solution. Let's look at the top 10 ways you can build trust that leads to a sale. Number one is develop patience. Trust is built step by step, not on one glitzy meeting with spellbinding words and presentations. Many sales training programs teach the rep to uncover needs or present insight and then present a solution. However, jumping to an answer before you've built trust will cause the prospect to build up defenses. The buyer's journey is an emotional one, and the salesperson must act as a guide that removes the fears and helps the prospect reach the goal. Whether you're selling a lower-cost item with repeat business or a high-dollar enterprise-wide solution, you want to build loyalty and become their trusted advisor. So focus on the long-term relationship. Have patience. Number two is be honest and demonstrate integrity. It's important to show that you're honest and that you have integrity. Buyers want to know you're not out to take advantage of them. When you respond with candor, it demonstrates to the prospect that you're worth engaging openly and truthfully about their challenges and aspirations. Telling the truth, even if you lose the deal, shows honesty. Your reputation is at stake. People do talk to one another in an industry, and word of your honesty or lack of it will get around. An incident of dishonesty would have a long-term economic impact on you. Keep your word, no matter how small the promise. Keeping it demonstrates your integrity. If you don't know the answer to a question, tell the prospect you don't know, but you will get back to them quickly with the information. And then return promptly with your response and any associated documentation to enhance and validate your reply. Don't exaggerate or set unrealistic expectations. If your solution doesn't fully meet their needs, then say so. Discuss the importance of the need and then let the prospect decide on the solution. Be honest with them about the difficulties and challenges they'll encounter implementing and executing your solution. The larger the deal, the more critical honesty, integrity, and trust become. Number three is make them feel comfortable and safe. Deciding to make a change is scary and risky for people. Although survival is always paramount in our brain, we can create an environment of comfort. The emotional side of the brain reacts first, so connect emotionally and make them feel comfortable and safe with you. Christine Comerford, the author of Smart Tribes, says an emotionally engaging mission, vision, and value statement will help you get connected. Your conversation must also communicate that you see the unique qualities of the buyer. Let the buyer know that you're in the situation together and that you have similar interests. This approach will increase safety as well as develop trust. Once trust is established, the buyer can use the logical side of their brain to make a decision. Number four is be reliable. One aspect of building trust is proving that you are reliable, delivering on your promises. So call back when you agree to call back. Do whatever you promise you're going to do. Remember, trust is an agreement. When you prove you are reliable, you're validating that you keep your part of the deal.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
Number five, demonstrate you are knowledgeable. You have to prove to the prospect that you are knowledgeable and competent. Respond to their questions with complete and accurate information. Provide insights and in-depth information to attest you are skilled in the areas related to the product or service that you're representing. Number six, reduce the risk of failure. Customers fear failure. There's always a risk when working with a new vendor or buying a new product or service. When you ask a prospect to take a leap of faith, they want to be assured they're not going to fall. Taking the first step on that rope ladder to a new product or service is not as scary when you build trust that you will not let the prospect fall or fail. It's critical you ask the right questions and confirm your understanding of the prospect's challenges and aspirations so you can recommend the right solution. This characteristic links back to having patience to be sure you have all the details before you make a recommendation. Ah, we've come to number seven, demonstrate transparency. Today, prospects and customers look for transparency. That applies to everything you do, not just the financials as dictated by laws such as Sarbanes-Oxley. Communicate you will be a good steward of their finances and the prospect's vulnerability. Back up anything you say with facts. Case studies, testimonials, and industry articles are helpful in establishing transparency. And don't hide from complaints. Admit any mistakes you or your company have made. Then make every effort to make things right or to show how the company took action to make it right. Let prospects know who you are as a person. They want to work with real people, so post your bio and some stories on your website. If you go to our website, you'll find John and I have posted our bios and several personal stories on the website. Read them. You'll learn more about us. Ah, we've reached number eight. Be consistent and follow process. Follow the sales process and don't jump ahead and pressure the prospect to make a decision. Remember, I said they expect to be guided to a conclusion. People feel comfortable when there are processes and consistency. They develop expectations in their interactions with you. For example, our listeners expect that we follow a process in our podcast, that we post the transcripts and free tools on our website. For example, we published a free podcast on the steps to creating business stories that have an impact. We described each of the storytelling steps in the podcast, and then we provided a worksheet and a free ebook to help listeners create their own business stories. Next, we offered a free webinar to answer questions and help people evaluate their story. Our consistency and processes develop trust and continued engagement. Ah, we're getting close. We're up to number 9, create a vision with stories. It's also essential to create a vision by painting a picture with words. That's why storytelling works so well in selling. People get excited when they can envision an opportunity or solving a problem. Stories spark their imagination and they take them to places in their mind they haven't been before. Stories about the success of other companies create a can-do feeling and move the sale forward. A story of how you helped other companies reach their goals builds the prospect's confidence and trust in you. When you tell this type of story, you are indirectly selling yourself as an expert and trusted advisor. Ah, we finally reached number 10. And it's listen and take notes. The Greek philosopher Epictetus said, "We were born with 2 ears and 1 mouth, so we can listen twice as much as we speak." Listening attentively and reflectively earns the right to hear the truth about the prospect's aspirations and challenges. The prospect must come to believe that you understand him. Listening to the prospect's words and observing body language will allow you to understand what is said and what is unsaid. Confirming and validating what you have understood gives the prospect the experience of being listened to. Many salespeople think they can just wing it. They think they're focusing on the conversation and they'll remember the facts. However, there are 2 facts to counter this thought. First, if you make multiple calls a day, that's hundreds of calls per year. You can't possibly remember the details of every call. Second, customers notice if a person doesn't take notes. Lack of note-taking signals to the prospect what he or she says is not important. Take notes, not dictation. That means write down the pertinent facts and validate them with the prospect. You can take your notes in a journal, notebook, on your tablet, or laptop. Always confirm with the prospect. You want to make notes to be sure you get all the details. Moreover, you don't want to waste her time asking for the same information all over again. You also want to ensure you're following the right path to a solution. Use the information you obtain. After the call, put the dates for activities and follow-up calls in your calendar and transcribe your notes into your sales management system. Then you can use the notes to ensure you complete your action items and to refresh your memory before the next call. When you've demonstrated these characteristics, prospects will show enthusiasm for you and your solution. And they'll commit to moving forward in the buying process. People buy from people they trust. When a prospect decides to go with you, they're showing they trust you and your company. Without trust, there will be no sale. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. I wish you good luck. And if you have questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Thanks to my business partner, producer, and audio engineer, John Schweitzer, for his excellent work with me on today's podcast. Join me next time when I'll share more hints and tips. I appreciate your feedback, so please send your questions, comments, or topic suggestions to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Please don't forget to visit our website to get your free resources at www.salestrainingsolutions.com. Look under freebies. You can also join our newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, The Secret to Sales Success, as well as lean checklists along with sales and business storytelling tools. The link is on our website next to the podcast and blog posts. Watch for our free mini course on presentation skills and storytelling coming soon. As I said, it's absolutely free and it's filled with tools, tips, and resources to help you achieve success. Well, bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.